We've come a long way with Bernard Riemann, and we use rectangles, but they're just an estimation. Now these days, the method has changed, and I'll tell you how we find area with integration. With integration.
Area, who knew? Rectangles going through would be close but untrue. If we could just get the limit to approach infinity, we could calculate the curve's area exactly. But a man, Riemann, found a new way. Integrate, he would say. Anti-derivatives live to find the space in case you swerve into that curve. Utilize calculus to calm those math nerves. Soon it'll be your turn. Enough talk, let's go learn. Can we not talk about area when area's what we want? Everything we do is bound to two sides, and now you're gonna find it for the first time.
We've come a long way with Bernard Riemann, and we use rectangles, but they're just an estimation. Now these days, the method has changed, and I'll tell you how we find area. With integration.
Step one, you take your function and pretend it was the derivative and say, how'd we get here? For polynomials, that means move the exponent up one and divide the term by the integer, simplify and say, that's my integral.
Hey!
Step two, determine upper bound and lower bound. Input those boundaries, north and south on the curly S. Have you subtract two values? Stand and exclaim, that's my area. How can we not talk about area when area's what we want? Everything we do is bound to two sides, and now you're gonna find it for the first time.
So let the function guide your way, yeah. Integrate, evaluate, you know. And every step you take, your work you always show,
with Bernard Riemann, and we use rectangles, but they're just an estimation. Now these days, the method has changed, and I'll tell you how we find area with integration. With integration.